Third Sunday in Year A. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. As in the past the Lord humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, so in the future he will glorify the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, the territory of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. On the inhabitants of a country in shadow dark as death, light has blazed forth. You have enlarged the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at harvest time, as they exult when they are dividing plunder. For the yoke that weighed on them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, these you have broken as on the day of Midian. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I dread? The Lord is my light and my salvation. There is one thing I ask of the Lord, only this do I desire, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, to seek him in his holy temple. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I believe I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, be bold and wait for the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I urge you, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, all to be in agreement. There should be no divisions among yourselves, so that you are united in your beliefs and judgments. For it has been made clear to me by Chloe's people about you, brothers and sisters, that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is that every one of you is saying, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been split up? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in Paul's name? After all, Christ sent me not to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not by wisdom of language, which would make the cross of Christ pointless. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus preached the good news of the kingdom and healed all who were sick. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Hearing that John had been arrested, Jesus withdrew to Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and settled in Capernaum, beside the lake, on the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the nations, the people that sat in darkness have seen a great light. On those who lived in a country and shadow of death, a light has dawned. From then onwards, Jesus began his proclamation with the message, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. As he was walking by the lake of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother. They were making a cast into the lake with their net, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, Come after me, and I will make you fishers of people. And at once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw another pair of brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in their boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. And at once, leaving the boat and their father, they followed him. He went round the whole of Galilee, preaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing all kinds of disease and illness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.